Nolte, 69% side with Texas over Biden in southern border battle. By John Nolte on January 29, 2024. In the ongoing battle between Texas and the Biden administration to defend our southern border against invasion, more than two-thirds, 69%, side with Texas. 69% of likely U.S. voters support Texas erecting barriers at the border to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing, including 53% who strongly support the action, writes Rasmussen reports. Only 27% oppose Texas taking action to prevent illegal immigration. The internals are fascinating. On this question, a 51% majority of black voters side with Texas, while only 32% of black voters disagree. Two-thirds of independents, 66%, side with Texas, while only 29% disagree. Exclusive: 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. On the direct question of whether you approve or disapprove of the Supreme Court decision that allows the Biden administration to remove barriers Texas had erected to stop this invasion, only 46% said they approve. In comparison, a plurality of 49% said they disapprove of the decision. Only 60% of black voters agreed with the Supreme Court decision, while 40% disagreed. That 60% might sound high, but not if you keep in mind that black voters have historically sided with Democrats in the 80% range. Rasmussen also asked these 1,000 likely voters if they agreed or disagreed with the following statement made by Representative Clay Higgins, RLA: the feds are staging a civil war, and Texas should stand their ground. A clear majority of 55% agree with Higgins, while only 36% disagree. A stunning plurality of 48% of black voters agree with that statement, while only 42% disagree. So what's happening here? Why are Biden, the Democrats, and their corporate media allies siding against a vast majority of the country on a 70-30 issue like this? The answer is simple. The Great Replacement Theory is not a theory. These left-wing bullies have gamed out the benefit of opening the border to millions and millions of unvetted illegals against the political price and decided that, in the long run, the political price is worth the political downside. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. Due to their terrible policies, blue states are losing population and, with it, congressional seats and electoral votes, so, here are your replacements. Democrats have rigged the U.S. Census to count illegals. Voting is rigged to avoid identification or even showing up. The welfare system is rigged to destroy souls with a dependency on the state. Now, Democrats have a standing army of corrupt poll workers and ballot curers. Democrats are playing chess, not checkers. The fact that this invasion comes with sex and drug trafficking, overdoses, higher housing costs, homelessness, crime, and urban blight makes no difference to Democrats or the corporate media. The left is all about power. If a few million people are raped or die, so be it. Let's just hope Trump wins and follows through on his promise to deport every single one of these illegal aliens. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.